You're listening to 4EB FM. You can find us on 98.1 on the FM band. If you'd like to know the broadcast times of different languages, come in and pick up a program guide. We're at Kangaroo Point on 140 Main Street. Or you can find us on the internet at www.4eb.org.au. Or call 3240 8600. 3240 8600.
Welcome back to the Irish program. Okay, now we're going to listen to the telephone interview with Amanda Won McHugh. Amanda is a psychic medium. She has been seeing spirits and angels, predicting future events, and talking to our deceased loved ones since her childhood. Amanda is a trained psychologist, a counselor, a songwriter, poet. She's married with Mick McHugh and she lives in the hinterlands of Byron Bay in New South Wales, Australia. They have two children, Kia and Orin. My special guest on today's program is Amanda Won McHugh. Hi Amanda, welcome to the Irish program.
Hello Patricia, thank you for having me.
I have been reading your book and I really love it. I have felt waves of love all along the book, and that's why I'm so interested to talk with you about your book.
And I was very touched that you could feel those waves of love, actually, because when I was writing it, that was one of the big things that I purposely put into the book. I intentionally would think about love and pour it into the pages and into the words as I was writing.
Yes, and yeah. It's constant. I mean, yeah, well, I have this sense of healing all the time.
Yes, yeah. Lovely.
And how much you put from yourself, because it's a personal life, it's a biography.
Mm.
Yeah, so but how would you describe your book?
How would I describe it? Well, I've always wanted to write books and I always knew I would write books, and this one took probably, say, 6 to 8 years around there. It was a long, it was a long process. And I'd always been seeing that I would write books that would help people. So before this, I would practice, and I was writing a book about how sensitive people and how we're all sensitive, really, and how we can cope in this life. So I would write about lots of different coping strategies. But this one in particular, it's more, I suppose, because we're not taught in school or by parents or by anyone that we are intuitive beings. We're not taught. And so when I was always very, very intuitive and very psychic, you know, I would, my dead grandmother's little and everything, but there was no education and I had no idea what to do and I was very scared. And they'd come and visit me at night and I was terrified. And I just wanted a book that people could read and relate to, and a lot of people have been relating to it, and that they could learn more about all the different types of intuition and all the different things that can happen to us in our lives that are possible, and help their children then as well. So
yes, it's a self-help book.
It is a self-help book, and it has, so it has lots of stories. And humans, we learn best when we hear stories and read stories, and we see things happening. So when you're reading these stories, it actually does teach you, and it can actually open up your psychic ability just that little bit more. But and it also has really gentle exercises and meditations to help you enhance your intuition.
Yes, I love that. It brought back to me memories from my childhood, things that happened to you, similar things that happened to me in different contexts, of course. I'm amazed with your book. I really love it. And how can, this is just a curiosity. How can we know when someone from far away is trying to communicate with us?
Look, what might happen is you might think of them. So they're just in your mind and you can't get them out of your head. So, or you can feel them. Do you know, like when you're at your, say you're at your kitchen sink, and so you're not facing the kitchen door or whatever, or you're washing up, and then suddenly you get this prickly feeling, and you look behind, and your child or your partner or your friend is standing at the door looking at you.
Yeah, you feel the presence without seeing them.
Exactly. Yes. Well, it is exactly the same with spirit. Now, the problem is most people turn around and they don't see anyone, but they might be thinking of someone, and that person that you're thinking of is most likely in the room with you.
Is connected there, yes.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that, yes.
Yeah. There's lots and lots of different stories, obviously, in the book about those sorts of situations.
Yes, and amazing, incredible stories. Like, how do you know some of your friends, they have potential dangerous situations, and you save them before they happen?
Yeah.
And that's really amazing. It's incredible. Yes.
Yeah.
And I got goosebumps. That's the word. Sometimes. Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing because, well, I mean, it's only because I listen, you see, because I really can hear other voices that will warn me of something or tell me of something. And if I don't listen to those, I learnt the hard way that when I don't listen, that someone gets hurt.
Yes.
And or that something happens that, you know, that isn't really the best. And I think, oh, why didn't I listen to her? Why didn't I listen to that voice, you know?
So you are in a constant state of helping and saving other people's lives.
I want to be.
I think so.
I feel... I just feel a lot of love, and I just feel I really want to help people. And I just always had that calling, you know, just to
help
people.
Yes, because, you are special, and not many people have that gift.
Oh, I didn't really realize that.
It is.
And it's so funny for me, you know, I can just be standing here, and then there is a voice or someone is in here telling me something. There was I've had so many different situations, but, you know, a little situation where I was washing up one day and then I saw this massive big person materialise just behind me as I was turning. And I said to him, I know who it is, I won't say his name, I know that you're here, and what is it that you need to say? And he had a message for his wife, and he had passed away from cancer several years before. But his message was really, he just said something about,
that you would never ever know. It
was a question that she had been talking to him in her mind that morning, and she had asked him a question, and he gave me the answer for her. So when I saw her later that day, I said, oh my God, he came, and this is what he said to me. And she goes, oh my God, well, this was my question. And basically, what he said was the exact answer to her question, was exactly what she needed. So, you know, he knew that I would be able to hear him and that I would be able to see him clearly. So, because what happens is we can all feel them, but because we don't necessarily see them, we don't know, oh, is this for real? Am I really seeing?
Yes.
You know, and I had this beautiful lady once. I was in her house doing a little house party for her in Ireland, and my favorite place in the world, and when she sat down for her reading, the first thing I said to her was, oh, why didn't you introduce me to your twin girls when I came into your house?
I love that story,
it's one of my favorites.
I cry so much.
Yes, me too. I still cry when I even think
yes.
of it. And it was beautiful because they had passed away at birth, but when I saw them, you know, they were 9 or 10 or so, and it was how old they were, had they actually lived in the physical world. But they were able to play with me. They were playing with me and talking to me, and so she was just sobbing and sobbing because this was the first time anyone had actually seen her girls for her and told her they were there. Because when she was, particularly when she was cooking in the kitchen, she could feel them.
Yes.
And she was sure they were there, but she just couldn't, you know, she wasn't 100% sure. She just couldn't see them the way I could.
Well, we are spiritual beings, yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how busy we are.
Yeah.
If we are aware and you're not ready to receive messages, it happens. I suppose that it can happen anytime.
It can.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely anytime. And I was at a 21st birthday party a few years ago, and the grandfather, he was in his 70s, and he was a lovely farmer from, like, Australian outback. And he said to me, "What do you do?" And anyway, I said, "Look, this is what I do." And he just stopped, you know, and he was really serious. And it was amazing. He told me this incredible story of when he was flying a plane in Papua New Guinea, I think it was, and it was all really foggy. He couldn't see a thing, and they were about to go into a mountain, but he didn't know that. And he was basically steering this little plane with all these, like about nine people or so. He was steering it just by using a map and the compass on the front of the, you know, the airplane controls. And suddenly this voice just yelled at him in his mind and said, "Look up now." And he could just see the tip of the mountain, and he was about to go right into it. So he pulled up the controls, and he saved them just in time, like in the nick of time. And he said, if it wasn't for that voice yelling in his mind, so he was surprised. He said to me, "Why me? Why did that happen for me? Why did I hear that?" But it's actually there for all of us. If it's meant to be, and if we're open, it will come.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Mm. Well, while I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, I love your voice, Amanda. I really love it. And you should record the memoir of a psychic for audiobook, because some people, they cannot read.
Yes.
And the way you talk, it sounds different.
Oh,
does it? I love that. I would love to have an audiobook as well.
Oh.
I mean, with your voice.
Is actually on my list of things to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the news about the book, Memoir of a Psychic? It was recently released. It was released at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And is there any special coming up about the book?
Well, I am having launches coming up soon, but as you know, my husband is a musician.
Yes, don't know him.
We've been having lots of music launches in our house, and I just cannot do 50 things at once. So I said, I will wait and do my memoir launch when the music has settled down a little bit, and that's going to be in
okay,
the next
but
month.
It's happening.
I mean,
what's the idea? Can we just have a?
Well, I mean, if people want a copy of the book, they can go to Amazon online or Smashwords.
Yes.
And if you just type in "Memoir of a Psychic," and there is a subtitle that says "Trust Your Intuition and Thrive."
Yes, and your website.
Yeah, so it's AmandaMcHughAuthor.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will include all the information on our Facebook page.
Oh, thank you. And then I am going to have a launch, but I think the first launch will probably, be around Byron Bay, Mullumbimby, because that's sort of where I'm based.
Yes.
And then I'll look at marketing and coming up your way, hopefully. Then.
Yes. Well, Byron Bay is not too far away from Brisbane.
So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I really appreciate you reading and loving the book.
I'm really interested.
It's a fascinating topic. And I would love it to become more, just more in our everyday life and more accepted, because people, you know, the word psychic had taken on, you know, bad rap. And I mean, you know, if you think about all of the people in the past who were burned as witches and all sorts of things, like, we've come a long way since then.
Yes, and I know, it really catch me. I mean, I met you through Mick McHugh. I love his songs and the lyrics on his his music.
Yeah.
And I know you are a co-writer. I mean, you have something to do with his music.
Yes.
Besides being the rock in the family, sometimes staying behind the scenes.
So
I really admire you, Amanda. It's from my heart. Yes.
Thank you.
So okay. So again, the website is
AmandaMcHughAuthor.com.
Yes.
.com.
And how can we get the book, Memoir of a Psychic?
There are links on the website that you can touch, and then it'll take you to Amazon. And the way it works at the moment, because I self-published, I very proudly self-published, you can get printed copies in paperback from Amazon, from CreateSpace. They print them and they send them out to you, or you can buy an ebook.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for your
time. Thank you so much.
all the wonderful stories that you shared with us today.
Thank you so much. It was beautiful talking to you.
Thank you.
For music, culture and community news, listen to 4EB FM 98.1, a multi-language station for a multicultural Queensland.